The body scribes. Tracing, drawing shapes, considering what is held, letters, words contained, explored through a body's terrain, chosen to be expressed. Flesh carves thought into empty space for the witness to perceive. The letter E. How many different times, how many different ways can it be imprinted? Gesture shifting to reform and reframe again and again. A fragment, a constant refrain. Muscles stretch as a limb curves to find the outline of a sentence yet to be. A hierarchy in the capital letter form, it is upheld or disrupted by what comes after. The choice to punctuate. A fierce gaze, a body in stillness. A definite full stop. Or possibly an ellipsis. Intended meaning protected, encompassed by parentheses. Kept safe in the momentary space between the end of one movement and the beginning of another. Moving and swaying the body scribes. Articulated fingers etching with care. A sweep of the arm and the writing is erased. Yet echoes of past syllables remain. Retained in the memory of the body and the history of the space. The body is fluent in this language of lines, though it still finds delight in the construction of letters, experimenting with the many ways a truth can be expressed. Lineages and pathways of physical language unfurl, retraced to embolden, to reinterpret for personal evolution. Hands upturn and fingers spread to scatter, semblances left to dissipate in inert air. A choice is made to leave, underscoring embodied sentences left hanging, incomplete. Letters and phrases shared a fragment, a small piece of that being, constantly generated and flowing beneath the fingernails. She grabber.